Well, it's been another busy weekend in the athletics front. I'm delighted to see him joined by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. How are you, Patsy?
I'm the best of the very, very best, and yet another, as I say, very, very busy weekend here, there and everywhere. And I suppose the big, big, big story centres really on Portugal, the European Champions Cup, and the two local clubs, obviously Letterkenny and Finn Valley, involved in that. Letterkenny as national senior cross-country team champions, and Finn Valley as national under-20 national champions. So the excitement was building through the weeks prior to this, and how things would go. So an excellent, excellent performance from Finn Valley, finishing sixth overall, Spanish team winning it. Then we had Sarah Bradley, 12th leading, sorry, a Romanian team winning it, and Sarah Bradley finishing 12th, Nuala Boss 17th, and Emer McCarroll 30th with Emer O'Brien in support. So a very, they're delighted, you know, great experience for them. They're eligible to compete in this and compete for the national title and gain access to this championships next year again. So all's good. All's looking good for them as they move forward. They were without Carol Lafferty, who was their lead runner in the nationals. So that's something else as well. So they travelled without her and still finished sixth. So a big, big story for them there. And also for Letterkenny, who were hampered very, very much so by the fact that Anne-Marie McGlynn was injured and wasn't able to travel, and then Ina Russell from Letterkenny as well, who's Irish University's cross-country champion, part of that team that won the nationals, she was unable to travel. So, but Nikita Bork, Nolan Scanlon and Natasha Adams travelled. 25th for Nikita, a good strong performance from her. She finished third in the Rahini race last weekend, so a good, really good strong performance from her. A Spanish team in fact won this one, and Nolan, a teacher in Letterkenny of course, finished 31st, and Natasha Adams was 42nd. So ninth team for Letterkenny in the senior Champions Cup for them. So well done, both Donegal clubs, to be there, to be representing the country in the European Champions Cup is indeed special. And you know, the young team from Finn Valley will gain immensely from this, and of course Letterkenny will hope to build with a stronger team going forward in year 2023. So that's the story from there. Yesterday, the big, big international story was in Glasgow, Six Nations International there, Spain, Portugal, England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales. And James Kelly was the local interest in that. He was throwing the shot. He finished third, 16.65. A wee bit down on his university performance from a week or two earlier, but going good. His season has started well, and he finished third. Ireland finished third, actually, behind Spain and England. So well done, Ireland, and well done, James Kelly. So James will be looking forward to the Nationals and now, and we'll see how that goes. But well done, James Kelly. And then yesterday in Belfast, an indoor meet, just young athletes looking for competition, looking to get opportunities. The big news for me, looking in at the results from that, was Aisling McCardle from the Lippers-Strabane Cup. She had a PB performance in the high jump at 160, and Riona Doherty had a really, really, really strong performance of 5.55 in the long jump. So they were the two standout performances on a day when Tyrconnell, Rosses, Letterkenny, Finn Valley, Lippers-Strabane all had athletes up there. And indeed, the meet, which was held at Jordanstown, was totally dependent nearly on Donegal athletes. You know, the enthusiasm and the energy of Donegal clubs to travel is so, so evident, because a lot of the local clubs just didn't take part up there. But the energy that's coming out of Donegal at the moment for athletics and for competing and for travelling to competitions is serious. And, you know, we have good young athletes coming through at all levels. So it's a positive story. So that's really what we had. The news from Lisbon and Portugal, Champions Cup, European Champions Cup, senior team from Letterkenny finishing ninth in Europe, and Spanish team winning it, as I said, and the under-20 Finn Valley team led by Sarah Bradley. That team finished sixth team, which was an excellent performance, a Romanian team winning it. So yet another busy weekend, and no doubt we'll be kicking back in again with more competitions and more action next weekend.